And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It is my absolute privilege to be joining you today. And as always, if you miss any part of this show, feel free to go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio button there. You'll find decades of this show right there on the website. Obviously, the podcast app, that's the easiest way. Please subscribe. It's free to subscribe. And if you enjoy the show, please share the show. And my email address is askmike@luinc.com. I do appreciate your emails and feedback. This past weekend, I had the privilege to tour a property of an apartment community that I'm invested in, a personal boots on the ground tour. It was a fantastic experience. Beautiful sunny day. I believe there's about 70 of us passive investors there in person. From what I understand, there's about 200 passive investors that have invested in this apartment community, obviously all over the country, so many of them could not attend. But I was local and I said, yeah, I'd like to go see this property. In fact, it's not too far from where I live. And if you're not following me here, I use the term passive investor. I'm also going to use the term lead investor. That's a term here at Lifestyles Unlimited. But what I'm talking about is there's an apartment community, and I invest in apartment communities. And the way it works is a lead investor, you may know that person as a syndicator or a general partner outside of Lifestyles Unlimited, but essentially they find an apartment community that is distressed in some way. And it, ultimately, it's a business opportunity. They find it, they analyze it, they walk it. They take several weeks to put together essentially a deal to buy this property, and they submit a business plan. And those of us passive investors that know particular lead investors may be on their list to participate in these sort of opportunities. Well, they'll send that business plan out. They'll send out a pro forma. They'll send out essentially an idea of what they want to do and how they're going to turn this property and make this business opportunity fruitful for all of us, right? We invest to grow our money. We invest to create passive income. And we'll look at that plan, and a bunch of passive investors will say, yeah, we'd like to participate in that. Say this lead investor is raising, I'm sure there was millions of dollars raised on this particular property. Like I said, there was 200 passive investors that went in. It's a large property. So that's what I'm talking about. And what it was a tour where the lead investor said, hey, we'd like to have all you passive investors come to the property and walk the property. We'll share what we're doing and how we're doing it and go through it. And it was absolutely wonderful. I love these. Not every lead investor does this. This is, I don't know if folks do this outside of Lifestyles Unlimited or not. I do appreciate the lead investors that do the personal tours once a year or once every couple of years. But again, not every lead does that. Most will stick with quarterly, biannual, or Zoom meetings. Keep in mind, we do have investors all over the country. And that's in addition to the monthly reports. So when we invest in a property, those lead investors will say, hey, here's our report for last month. Here's how we did. Here's how occupancy is trending. Here's some of the issues we overcame or having to deal with. Here's what's happening with the CapEx improvements to the property. They'll share all that in their monthly reports. But I do appreciate the in-person report. Now, what I did, it was not a essentially sanctioned Lifestyles Unlimited road trip. Lifestyles Unlimited does two road trips, two for each month, right? Two for the multifamily, two for the single family properties. And those are really buyer tours or teaching tours. And those are done out of the Lifestyles Unlimited offices. So the Houston office, there's Houston locations doing two monthly family, two multifamily, and two single family road trips. Central Texas, North Texas, and the other offices outside of Texas are also doing that. So it wasn't a road trip, but this was really just put together by the lead investor to show us passive investors the progress and what they're doing. But again, that's the road trips are a lifestyles unlimited thing. I'm not sure if some of these groups outside of Lifestyles Unlimited even do that. Now, why would a lead investor take the time to invite, you know, like I said, there was over 70 of us that are there to come out and tour the property. I know these folks are very busy, or they should be very busy. Again, they're taking a business that's not running well. They've purchased it and they're fixing that business. They're making it better. But why would lead investors want to do that? Well, I think real basic come to mind is just pride in ownership. They care about the property. Here's what we're doing, and here's the improvements we've made, and they want to show what they have done. These folks care about the passive investors, and they want to show, hey, here's the plan. Here's the plan originally when we purchased it. Here's how far along we've come. Here's what we're doing. Here's the foreseeable future. Here's what we see in the next 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 3 years. Again, these folks are good stewards of OPM. What is OPM? Other people's money. These are stewards of our investments. And so they want to show us where our money went, right? You're an investor. You're an investor. You're an investor. Here's what we're doing with your investment. And here's how it's growing. Here's the plans for it. It's really, for me, it's the lead. That's the person that has to come in and execute this business plan. That's the person that essentially has to oversee as stewards of our investments and make this thing work, make it run. There's a lot to do. And I'm going to go through there's so much. I won't have enough time in this show to tell you what all these leads are doing and what they've done, but I will share some very specific items that they've done, some very creative things that they've done to make this property better. But really, it's the pilot, right? The pilot of the plane. A good pilot can overcome those unforeseen errors. A good pilot can navigate that storm when it pops up. Let me ask you this. Would you ride in the best aircraft known on the planet, right? The most trusted aircraft, but the pilot is less than competent or impaired or really doesn't care about the flight plan or if you even get there or if you get there on time or where you're going and doesn't care who's on board and whether those people on board are strapping in and wearing their seatbelt. Would you do that? I think that's an easy answer. The answer is no. I will gladly fly in a so-so aircraft. I'm not saying one that's, not mechanically competent, but I'd gladly fly in a so-so aircraft with a superior pilot any day of the week, right? So maybe that drives that analogy home for you. Now, side note, there was a time in my life I found myself in Costa Rica with a young pilot, and this kid, I mean, he looked like he was 16. We were flying over the mountains to go tarpon fishing in the jungle on the other side of the country. We landed on some airstrip, was made of shredded tires. It was rather adventurous. But let's just say I will be an adventurous traveler, but I'm a cautious investor. So for me, if I had to give edge to one or the other, what was the property or the lead, I give the edge to the lead. Now, that doesn't mean I don't invest with first or second time lead investors, because I do. But I get to know those folks beforehand. And it's also not to say that I disregard the property, the age of the property, the location of the property, the condition of the property, and yes, the local politics in the area, in the city where it is. I do take all of that into account. I take all of that seriously. And then I will, once that satisfies me, I will focus my efforts on the lead investor. Who's running this business? Do they have the skills to run this business, to drive this business? Do they have the skills to overcome those what ifs, the unforeseen that pops up? Because that always pops up, okay? That always pops up. Do these folks have the skills to overcome that? And yes, lead investors can get lazy or satisfied, for lack of a better word, or even disinterested. I will say people are great until the moment they're not. This is an investment just like anything else, but be sure you spend time vetting that lead investor and spend some time analyzing the metrics of the property. But I'm going to give the edge to the leads. Back to my property, the property tour I did this past weekend. Let's talk about the lead investors themselves, seeing them going down that road. And I'm not going to share their name. I don't think this is the place to do that. And to tell you the truth, these are humble people. It's a husband and wife team. They'd probably be embarrassed. And by the way, humility is not a character flaw. It is a character boost. I've lost money in a multifamily investment. Let me tell you about this. One out of dozens of investments that I've invested in, I lost 17% a few years back. $100,000 in, the property failed. We had to sell the property. I got $83,000 back. Looking back in my own personal, let's call it an after action review, to use a military term, the AAR, when I look back and I say, why did I lose on that property? Where did I miss? What happened? Well, one of the leads, the lead of this property, it was a single lead, he was really arrogant. I mean, this guy, looking back, I mean, he was dripping with ego. Okay, not to say that an arrogant person with ego doesn't have the skills to run the property, but I realized that this guy was kind of above taking instruction and maybe above suggestion and above best practices. He's kind of one of those guys that, hey, I have a plan and here's how we're going to do it kind of thing. And no one was going to interject anything into that conversation. So I overlooked that character flaw and it hurt me financially. And back to after action review, you should be doing those with your wins and your losses. You should do them personally in your life and write down what worked, what made it work, what went well, write down what could have been better, write down reasons why something may not have worked, and you'll be better because of it. You'll become a better investor because of that. I essentially left that that business transaction with the understanding that that's not the type of person I want to entrust with my hard-earned wealth. So the leads that I did invest with on this particular property, they wanted to change their life years ago. They essentially were just like you and I. They weren't always lead investors, hard workers. Did everything, scrimped, saved, and reached a point in their life where it wasn't working and they found a better way. They found Lifestyles Unlimited and they became lead investors. More on the other side.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Del Walmsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
Well, we purchased it for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you'd like to learn more about real estate investing, I invite you to attend our free workshop, and that's at freeworkshoplivestream.com. I did a property tour this past weekend. I got to visit one of the apartment communities that I'm invested in. Some really fantastic lead investors, husband and wife team, just salt of the earth. Fantastic people, humble people, hard workers, though. I will tell you, very hard workers, very smart, very creative. Was this couple always lead investors? Were they always real estate investors? No. They're people just like you and me, except, and I don't know the timeline, let's say 8 years ago, they were reaching a point to where they wanted to retire, right? They had both worked their entire life, raised a family, moved when corporate America asked them to move, did everything that they're told to do, right? Save, lived frugally. And they reached a point, they said, you know what? we're not getting any younger. I think it's time that we're close to retirement. Let's go meet with our financial advisor. Now get this, and this is their story. The financial advisor looked at all the money they had saved. They had the paid for house and went through everything. And then he opened up and he said, well, you know, if y'all save a little more and work a little more, then maybe you won't outlive your money. Now, does that sound like retirement? No, it sounds like just continuing on for decade four or decade five, doing the same old, same old. So they became frustrated. They found Lifestyles Unlimited, engaged in our education process, and became lead investors. And I'm so thankful they did. I've invested with them a couple of times. They're absolutely fantastic. Let's discuss the investment, or the opportunity, as I call it, the actual community that I chose to invest in. It's an opportunity. You look at, you review the business plan, you decide if it fits your strategy, and then you act, right? You choose to invest. Now, that doesn't mean you'll get in, right? When that's thrown out there, the lead investors say, hey, I'm trying to raise, and let me pick a number out of thin air, $12 million. We need to raise $12 million to buy this apartment community. Here's information about the apartment community. Here's information on our business plan. And you metaphorically kind of throw your hat in the ring, right? And say, yes, that's something I'd like to invest in. Now, the hard part is the lead investors have to choose, because often they can become oversubscribed, right? More people, if they're trying to raise a certain amount, that, and if that amount is $10 million, you may have so many passive investors that come along, you've got $14 million in committed money. So you see what I'm saying here? They've got to pick who gets to go in on the opportunity. And pretty much every lead I know does take new investors. They take an amount of new investors. So it's not always the same folks every time. Now, this particular apartment community is a 256-unit apartment community. It is in the North Central Dallas-Fort Worth area. It is a combination of one- and two-bedroom apartment units. It was built in 1984, so it's about 40 years old. This property will be at 97% occupied by the end of this month. 97%. How are they able to achieve occupancies in the high 90s when other properties, similar and newer properties, cannot break that 85% barrier? How are they able to do that? As Paul Harvey would say, for those of you old enough to remember Paul Harvey, well, that's the rest of the story. So some of you clever ones out there, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, well, Mike, their rents must be lower than similar properties, and that's how they're doing it. That's how they have this high occupancy trend. No, I will tell you their rents are up 8.8%. Other properties nearby are offering concessions. All right, back to the clever side again. You're saying, well, Mike, they must be lower in their rental criteria. And what I mean by criteria is the metrics that somebody must meet in order to qualify to sign the lease and live in the property. Nope. This property maintains very strict leasing standards, including background checks. I know what you're saying. You're probably saying, well, Mike, there's probably no other apartments nearby. And so this is kind of a black swan in an area where people want to live. And if they want to live, then they've got to go to this place. No, I'm not telling you. There's apartment complexes all over the place. Okay. In fact, there's one next door. There's another one just around the corner, and many, you're driving by apartment community after apartment community to get to this place. So back to that, the $1 million question, actually it's a multi-million dollar question as an investor. How are they achieving such high occupancy? I'm going to share a little secret with you. Good people will pay more to live in clean, functional, superior, managed properties. It's that simple. Remember that. Best product, best price, run by the best people. That's the Colonel Sanders secret recipe. Write that down. Good people will pay more to live in clean, functional, superior, managed properties. Okay? That's it. That's the answer. Now, let me share something else. A year ago, this property, even with the good leads and the upgrades that were going on, this property was at 85% occupied. It was essentially the same as everybody else. Now, in the eyes of the lead investors, this was unacceptable. They made a change in management for the better. Superior management, people that on site, that care, that respond, better people. They upgraded their essentially their repair service, their maintenance team. They have a maintenance team that essentially has a solution when there's an issue. They put people that are engaged on property. I will tell you this, from my corporate America days, someone that's engaged will outperform those that are not engaged. It has nothing to do with skill. You can have an unengaged employee that has all the skills in the world, but if their mindset isn't right, if they don't care about what they're doing, the engaged person will find a way to get it done. I used to hire for attitude. My thought was, I can teach someone knowledge, I can teach them skills, but I cannot teach them positive mental attitude, engagement, or optimism. Those are traits. I can't teach traits. You either have it or you don't. So we got to, on this tour, we got to meet the management team, wonderful people, and stuff like that matters, right? When people are choosing where to live, where to raise their kids, where to celebrate holidays, where to spend their weekends, they want to know that essentially people care about them, right? No one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Let's talk about another way that occupancy was increased. This property, as I mentioned earlier, it's got a ton of one-bedroom units and a ton of two-bedroom unit floor plans. All of the two-bedroom units were leased and had waiting lists. A lot of demand for the two-bedroom, not much demand for the one-bedroom. Future residents would visit the property, they'd take a tour of the property, and this property's well-maintained, landscaped, manicured, beautiful pool, wonderful office, very open, very inviting, lots of amenities, dog park, parking lot's all been redone, just clean, right? When you're walking the property, you don't see one piece of trash. How many apartment communities you go to and you don't see any trash? There's trash all over the place. This place is clean as a whistle. But these future residents would visit the property and they're just like, yeah, I'd like to live here. This is perfect. It's not far from where I work. It's close to the highways. I've got a husband and a child, or here's my family unit, or I'm solo. They would want to rent the two-bedroom units, and they weren't available. Only the one-bedroom units were. So I mentioned the property management change. Well, the manager, she was getting upset because she's having to turn away essentially future residents, and she didn't like it. So she took a look, and there is a one-bedroom floor plan on this property. There are several one-bedroom floor plans, but one of the one-bedroom floor plan is really large. I mean, it's quite large. Again, this is an 80s build. You don't see stuff like this all the time. So she had an idea, and she went to the lead investor. She said, if we move this wall here and put a door here and move this here in this unit, we can convert this 1-1 into a 2-1. What do you think? And the lead investors walked it. They took a look at it. They got their team, their rehab team, to put pen to paper. It wasn't that expensive to turn that 1-1 into a 2-1. Keep in mind, they're remodeling these units anyway, right? They just purchased it, and they've got some CapEx expense. They're making the units better. They're putting in new appliances and moving countertops and getting everything all nice and new flooring and paint and everything. And they said, you know what? Let's try it. Let's turn one of these 1-1s into a 2-1 and see how it goes. So they did one as a test. Bam! It was a hit. It was an instantaneous hit. And so they said, well, let's convert whatever, a couple dozen of these. And so they started converting a lot of these 1-1s into 2-1s. Some residents even move from a 2-2 to a 2-1, right? Your long-term resident that you want to keep, maybe they're wanting to downsize a little bit, save some money. I mentioned inflation, what have you, but the demand went way up. So by thinking outside the box, by having great people in place and letting those great people do their thing, they came up with that idea to switch these 2-1s to a 1-1 and drive occupancy. And it's about occupancy. Let me tell you about essentially what they call vacancy loss. All right. Many of you may not know what that is, but when you're doing your P&L, your profit and loss statement of your apartment community, let's say you have a 100-unit apartment community and it's 80% occupied. Well, you have 20 units that don't have people living in them, that don't have people paying rent. You put that on your spreadsheet and you call that vacancy loss. Vacancy loss is how much income would be coming in if these units were leased. This property, prior to making these changes, the management team change and the conversion of that 1-1 to the 2-1, had a monthly vacancy loss of $50,000. Okay, that's $50,000 you're not getting. Okay, it's income not coming in. Well, the way an apartment community is essentially valued is based on net operating income. And if that's $50,000 in income you don't have, it's a big hit to the value. Well, they were able to take that vacancy loss from $50,000 to $25,000. That's a huge, on a monthly basis. On a monthly basis. So if you look at that, that's a $25,000 improvement. This property is based on a 6 cap. So if you divide 6 into 100, that's 16.66. $25,000 per month is $300,000 annually. They added $5 million in additional value by leasing up those apartments. $5 million by growing that occupancy. Do you hear me? That's what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. And that's how we grow our wealth, by investing with great people. And I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.